The 2017 Summer Folk Music and Crafts Festival takes place the weekend of August the 18th to 20th in Kelso Park on the shores of Georgian Bay in Owen Sound. It's a fabulous festival, and I just think it's getting better and better. And to learn more about this year's lineup, we caught up with Artistic Director James Keelahan. I'm sure you love it when I say things like that, don't you, James?
I do. It gives my heart a thrill.
Yeah, well, how long have you been Artistic Director now?
This is coming up on my sixth year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to say, what I love about any festival is the mix. And I think at Summer Folk, you've done an outstanding job for this year. But with that, to start things off, I'm just going to turn it over to you and say, okay, tell people why they should be coming to Summer Folk this year.
I think people should be coming to Summer Folk because, A, we are the sunniest festival in the entire circuit. Only one day of rain in my entire 5 years so far doing it. We are a family festival that views children's participation in the festival as a total thing. We have over 48 acts spanning everything from Basque traditional music to people like Serena Ryder. So the variety is unparalleled. The site is probably the most gorgeous site of any festival in Ontario. And our volunteers and our grounds are second to none.
Just make it a wonderful experience for everybody. So let's get into the acts, because I always love to find out, you know, you talked about the mix, but it's very much, you know, you need those headliners to get people excited about coming in. But it's the other music that I always love. You know, let's hear from James Keelahan about the music he wants to see. But first, let's give everybody a bit of a flavor for the music on offer.
Well, in terms of headline artists, we've got Buffy St. Marie headlining our Thursday night. We're doing a Thursday night celebration with our Aboriginal brothers and sisters in the area, an all-Aboriginal evening with Buffy St. Marie, the Jerry Cans, and the Chippewa Travelers to kick off Summer Folk and to ground us, to talk about where that land actually came from and whose land that actually is. Serena Ryder headlining on Sunday night. We're doing something a little bit different with Sunday night this year, which I can talk to you about in a little bit. But Serena headlining on a Sunday night, Joel and Bill Plaskett. I don't know if you've listened to the album, but the album is just fantastic. And it's really, I think it's like the most acoustic folky thing that Joel has done. And it's a beautiful album. And Ruthie Foster headlining Saturday night, who's just a real powerhouse. So in terms of you know, sort of that tier, couldn't get any better than that. But then when we add in people like the Good Lovelies and Delhi to Dublin, who are well known to audiences out here, I think that, you know, just from that end of the star power, it's just amazing. But in terms of lesser known groups that I think people are going to love and that I am really looking forward to, there's a young group out of Traverse City, Michigan called the Accidentals, three young kids who just put on an amazing show, just really energetic, great songs, cello, violin, guitar, drums, percussion. Really energetic. I saw them in a hotel room at the Folk Alliance 2 years ago and was just totally, totally blown away by them. Trad Attack, who are an electro-traditional band from Estonia. They're taking Estonian traditional music and sort of really bringing it into the modern day with looping and possibly the best 12-string guitar player I've heard since Sean Phillips. Just really tremendous, tremendous energy and act. The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer from the West Coast, really gritty, gritty, dirty blues. If you're into the blues thing, we've got them. But we've also got Shakura Saida doing the blues and our very own Trevor McKenzie bringing up the whole of our blues contingent. We've got a great young traditional band from Ireland called Conla. We've got the Jerry Cans, who I mentioned earlier, really high energy from Nunavut. Great songs, you know, like it's a really fantastic energy. Great young songwriter from the Kitchener-Waterloo area, Ken Yates, who, to my mind, is I think the best of the up and coming songwriters in Ontario at the moment. Really, really tuneful songs, well thought out, well considered songs. We've got a Basque traditional band called Karansi coming with dancers as well. So we're gonna have their concert on Friday night. We'll also be doing lessons in Basque dance in our dance tent on the Saturday of the festival. So I could just go on and on.
Which is wonderful, but I'm going to throw some names out as well that I also picked up that you haven't mentioned so far. Matthew Byrne is a fabulous vocalist. Tell us a little bit about him.
Matthew, I love because he's one of the only performers presently, and one of the only male performers presently, performing traditional ballads. This seems to have been something that's gone completely out of fashion, swallowed up by the singer-songwriter, I suppose. But Matthew is still singing the tradition, and that is so important. You know, especially for myself as a songwriter. I learned my songwriting chops by singing traditional tunes very early on. And there was no better way to learn how to write a song than by getting deep inside traditional ballads and whatnot. And Matthew is just one of the finest exemplars of the tradition.
Absolutely, absolutely fabulous voice. Matthew from Newfoundland. Now, you also, in Nova Scotia, we've got Madison Violet coming. And they must be coming back to the festival. I'm sure they must have been before, right?
They've been, but it's been a long time. I think it's been close to 10 years. Back when they were just Mad Violet, and now they're Madison Violet. But I am really looking forward to them. I haven't seen them in a couple of years, but they're just two of the finest musicians you're ever going to find. And again, great songwriting, great playing, and I'm really looking forward to seeing them.
One of the interesting bands that I was looking at when I was on the website, remember that's summerfolk.org, is the Moulettes, who come from the UK. Tell us a little bit about them, because they're a very interesting band, and one of what I like to think is one of the real flavors you can get at a festival. You know, something a little different, but brings lots of different musical influences together.
Yeah, and I guess the best way to describe them is prog folk. For people who are fans of prog rock, this is like prog working its way into the acoustic world. Very, very, very intricate pieces, soundscapes, really, and beautifully complex written songs. I think there's going to be some people who are going to go like, what the hell is that? And there's going to be some people that are going to be going like, that is some of the best playing that I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. So just, we're calling them prog folk, and, I think they're going to blow the walls out of the tent.
Now, one of the things that Summerfolk does very well is the Youth Discoveries Program, and you have some other interesting people who've come up on the youth side. Can you talk a little bit about who's coming up this year?
Yeah, Taylor Holden and the Law of Averages from the London area, sort of a really, really a group that leans heavily on vocals and vocal arrangements, and just really sweet people. And they were really quite engaging during the preliminaries and the finals. So really looking forward to having them. Paige Bala, probably the most mature of the artists, even though she's one of the youngest of the artists. She's from the musical Bala family from up in our area, and she has a beautiful, beautiful voice, great piano playing, fantastic songwriting, but again, tinged with that traditional material that the Bala Bunch has been known for. Bear Sierra, a young duo out of the Kitchener-Waterloo area. Clarissa Fortin, it was their second run at the Youth Discoveries and made it in this year. And then Moscow Apartment, these two young ladies, again, from down in the Kitchener-Waterloo area. Really engaging songwriting and fantastic, engaging kind of performance as well.
Certainly lots of great music. And remember, check out summerfolk.org. I have to say, the website itself, I love the way you could just click on the links. You can head to the artist websites, learn more about them. But the festival isn't just about music. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other things that people can do when they're at Summerfolk.
Well, there is, of course, our artisans village. We have this year, I think, 48 different artisans. And, you know, it's a commercial set up. People are you can buy from the artisans, but there's also a juried show with the artisans, and so people often come and go away with a piece of metal sculpture or some fine jewelry or some funky clothes. So that's always a part of what we're doing. The food area this year is just it's really starting to take off. we've got now not one but two wood-fired pizza places, one at the south end of the park and one up at the bar. Lots of really tasty, healthy food, and you know, some food that's bad for you as well. So we got all that going on. We've got a dance stage going on during the days. We've got a whole children's area with interactive crafts and the return of Todd Crowley's musical petting zoo, which is always a big hit with people. So tons of stuff for the family to engage in during the day. We also have fantastic kids performances, which we don't relegate to like a kids stage. We integrate the children's music into the main flow of the music of the festival so that it's not ghettoized and so that the kids just get used to the fact that music is music.
Yeah, it sounds like, as usual, it's going to be an absolutely fabulous weekend. If people want to get tickets, how can they do that?
They can go to summerfolk.org and click the ticket link. That's the easiest way of doing it. Or you can phone for tickets if you just have to call it up here. If you phone 1-888-655-9090, we'll get you the tickets by phone. I just want to mention, too, that we're doing a little something different on Sunday this year in that we're running the amphitheater stage for the same amount of time, for 5 hours. We're actually running it from 4 o'clock till 9 o'clock this year, so that the finale will happen on the amphitheater at 9 o'clock in the dark. Same amount of music. We just found that for some of our audience, both young and old, and especially on a work night, that you know, given the fact that things can get a little bit variable in that last night, that we were just going to go for an earlier ending in the amphitheater. So everybody who wants to see that entire show can see it, and that'll all finish it at 9. And then the bar tent, the Down by the Bay tent, is going to go for an extra 2 hours from 9 to 11 o'clock. So we'll have a big dance party over in the beer tent to finish it off.
And I think also you're doing something on the ferries this time around, aren't you? The run-up to it.
Yeah, we're doing a thing called the Month of Sundays. The Chichimon Ferry wanted something special this year, so we designed this program called the Month of Sundays, where we're actually doing festival-style workshops on the Chichimon every Sunday for the month of July. You get on the 11:20 sailing from Tobermory, and you get one workshop on the way up to Manitoulin and one workshop on the way back. And we've got people like Tressa Levasseur is hosting the one on July 2nd. Danny Michelle is hosting the one on July 9th, Coco Love Alcorn on the 23rd of July, Alicia Brilla, the one on the 30th and the 16th. It's going to be David Newland and some elements of the Chippewa Travelers.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Anything that gets more people exposed to the wonders of the music and community that exists around these festivals is fabulous. James, as always, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. We only have one thing to do, and that's choose the next piece of music. What are we going to play?
I haven't been able to get this tune out of my head for months, and it's from Ken Yates, and it's a song called Madeline's Table. And again, it's a beautifully crafted song, but it also just so much sums up what a festival is all about, that all are welcome at the table.
A perfect way to finish. Ken Yates with Madeline's Table. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And as always, James, an absolute pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine, Jan.
Is laughing tears in the kitchen light, sharing stories in the dead of night, freaks and lovers side by side at Madeline's table, telling us if life is short, can't be small, and all this living must be worth it all. She found love in a bathroom stall and never found another. We got scars that we can't hide, and we're all stars in a burned out sky at Madeline's table. sits across from me in her dressing gown. Glass of wine pressed to her mouth. She ain't ever left this town. She ain't going nowhere. Her daddy shows me pictures of love he's lost in his wallet by a silver cross. Time is money, tell me what's the cost? Living to 100. We got scars that we can't hide. Yeah, we're all stars in a burned out sky. At Madeline's table, can't remember all their names, but somehow we are all the same. At Madeline's table. I may not see them again, but I know I will not forget Madeline. I will find myself in another night at someone else's table side. And I might think of Madeline and she might have saved me. But we got scars that we can't hide. We're all stars in a burned out sky. At Madeline's table. Remember all their names, somehow we are all the same. At Madeline's table. And I may not see them.